This one, we used to have a session called What Keeps You Up at Night. It was organic. It just kind of came out of nothing. We decided not to record it because people would come and their bosses would be here. What we're going to do, what keeps them up at night might be a concern they have with their boss who is sitting next to them on the plane. So what we're going to do is, in this session, we're going to talk about what do you want out of the time you're here. There might be something on the program. There might be something that's not on the program that you want to talk about. For example, maybe doing a unified way that we describe ourselves for the national website. I hadn't thought of that until this morning. But now, it's something we can talk about. What did you come here for? I will pass the mic around. We have two. I will also tell you I brought a whole bunch of microphone condoms. So, disposable one. It's okay, Yvonne, that's what we call them here. So, let me know if you would like the microphone cover to be changed before you use the mic. Okay, I've been breathing into this one.
Oh, ask for it to be changed.
Okay. What do you want? Why are you here? Who are you? Introduce yourself.
I am Michael Todd with the Recording Library of West Texas in Midland. And I came, first of all, because I miss you guys. I feel like I was just rehired, and I got to go to the 2019 conference, and then everything shut down. So I'm also excited. I'm always more on the techie kind of side where it comes to software and sound and that type of thing. So I'm excited to be around people who are also into that and just kind of geek out about, you know, what software are you using? You know, what do you do to correct this problem? And those kinds of things.
Let us know if this is your first conference or if you have been before also. I think that would be kind of nice to feel that up.
Yes, let us know if you're first time or if you've been before. Also, Michael, you weren't here this morning. When we speak, we say who we are, and please audio describe yourself.
I'm Michael Todd with the Recording Library of West Texas in Midland, and describe myself. Physically?
Yes. Yeah, what do you look like?
I say 5'8", my wife says 5'7½".
Nice.
I have dark brown hair that I foolishly convince myself is not thinning, but it is. And I'm on the hefty side, a little larger, big guy. And I just wear blue jeans. That's just kind of my go-to.
Perfect. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Also, just real quick while we're doing this, everybody's got those index cards in front of them. If you have a question or concern that you would like to be anonymous in this conversation, please write it on an index card, fold it over in half. If you don't have a concern that you want to be anonymous that we can talk about, please just fold over an empty index card. I will pick up an index card from everybody, and then we'll go through them. And if some have stuff that people don't want to... Anyway, you know what I'm saying. So everybody do an index card while we're doing this. Lori?
We're introducing, I'm introducing again.
Just say who you're talking so people know who's talking.
Yeah. This is Lori Hessinger. I am the audio coordinator for the Audio Reader Network. I'm your administrative assistant. For those of you that weren't here, I'm wearing a black sleeveless shirt and some tropical pants. I have red hair and I'm middle-aged.
Nice. What did you say? Why you're here?
Why I'm here?
Yeah.
Cause I'm always here. No.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. I am Bailey Hennis with the Recording Library of West Texas, and I am wearing earth tones today, a brown and kind of a mustardy color. I have medium reddish hair and some cool shoes on. And what do I want? I want to just kind of network with other leaders, just to kind of share ideas and see like where you guys are at as an organization, and maybe, you know, we can just brainstorm and come up with. I became executive director right when COVID hit, like March of when COVID hit. And so I know how to run a nonprofit during COVID. I'm not sure I know how to do it out of COVID. So just to get to know you guys better, just see like where you guys are at now and like moving forward, how you see just kind of navigating through this thing of after COVID. So good to see everyone. This is my second conference. I went to the Colorado conference a few years ago.
Thank you. Lori.
God.
I'm writing my questions.
Okay, fine.
I'm Allison Bulling-Dean. I'm the coordinator of volunteers at Audio Reader in Kansas. This is my second conference. My first was in Phoenix right before the pandemic. And I've been on staff for almost 6 months at that point, so it feels a little different this time. I am here to connect with y'all. It was really useful last time to get the lay of the land, and I'm excited to, now that I kind of know what I'm doing, to delve a little deeper into some other issues and things going on in everybody's organization. I am a white lady in her 40s. I have brown hair, chin length, black glasses today, and I'm 5'8". And I'm wearing a pink top with flowers. Is that it? Okay.
Perfect.
My name is Caitlin. I'm with the Recording Library of West Texas. I have long brown hair. I'm wearing green linen pants and a white shirt and yellow glasses. I'm here, this is my first conference. And I'm here just to meet people and to make connections. And my idea, I joined the Recording Library full-time in December of 2019. And so my idea of this field of work is very small. And so just to understand that this is a much broader community than what exists in my brain. So it's just great to be here and to meet all of you guys and just to learn what everyone else does. And so that's why I'm here.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cami Kavanaugh Rawlings from Radio Talking Book Service in Omaha. I'm the communications director, the newest one on the team, so I'm here to soak it all up, all of it. I'm a middle-aged Mexican woman. I am average height. I just maybe a little petite. I'm trying to accept that word, petite. I've got brown hair with silver coming in, blue glasses, black button-down shirt, and khakis on. Nice to meet y'all.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Teresa Bertram from the Arkansas Information Reading Services for the Blind. I am 5'2 and a half, 5 pair of shoes on. I have long brown curly hair. I got up in a ponytail today. And I have on a white shirt with flowers and green pants. And I started this position at January of 2020, ready to come to y'all's conference.
Right.
And then, surprise, you might have known my predecessor before, Sean Smith. I don't know if y'all been around the new policy, maybe not. So this is my very first conference ever, and I love road trips, and it didn't take much to convince me to take one. So here I am, and I'm ready to learn everything, because my world is really small as well. So very happy to be here.
Thank you. Awesome. Hi, Becca Jury again. For those of you who weren't here earlier, she, her, I'm from Radio Talking Book Service in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm 5'5", blonde hair, short. I'm wearing dark gray glasses, a really fantastically colored, like I really got a good color scheme on today. So I've got dark rose, sage green, and phenomenal red striped shoes. I'm here, one, because I'm the treasurer of your board, and two, because I am so excited to reconnect and see where we're at and how we're moving forward, because for better and for worse, the last couple of years have changed the way we do almost everything, and so I just want to learn more about how everyone else is learning how to do everything differently and the successes and the failures. So I'm just excited to be in the space with all of you as well.
My name is Anthony DiGregorio. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, a Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. I am of Italian heritage, black hair and thinning. I have on a blue collared shirt with sleeves that has white stripes, black pants. I am the broadcast manager of Radio Reading Services, which is the division of Cincinnati Association for the Blind with the Audio Information Services. I became the broadcast manager in March of 2020. I was set to come to this conference, and being from Cincinnati, it took a while for me to get here, but here I am, June of 2022, ready to learn a lot about what the IAAS is about. I was the assistant at the Radio Reading Services beforehand, so I knew of this group at all the conferences. My predecessor, Mark DeWitt, who many of you probably know, attended, so I'm here to learn more and experience this conference for the first time.
Welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Mike Duke. I'm director of Radio Reading Service of Mississippi. I missed, got to counting it up a while ago. I think I've missed three conferences since my first one in 1988. So go ahead and call me old guy. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm wearing a shirt and slacks. I don't know what color they are. I don't pay attention to those details. I'm totally blind. I wear glasses because I can't blink, and because I've worn them so long, I just don't feel comfortable without them, but they don't really do anything other than that. And I guess the big thing I want to take home is restarting the program after COVID, and in my case, after two more things that landed just as we thought we were going to restart after COVID. I won't bore you with the details, but one of them involved having no plumbing in the building for 3 months, and the other one involved about 50,000 pounds of equipment on the roof that was about to crash down on our heads. That resulted in some major reconstruction. So I had started up the program again for about 6 weeks when the roof issue came up. And within the next month to 6 weeks, probably right after July 4th, I should start having people back in the building again. The good news for me is I didn't lose any volunteers to COVID. I don't know how many of my existing ones will come back after COVID. So I'm going at it from the angle of basically rebuilding the program. And then there's the matter of the newspaper getting smaller and smaller and smaller that we probably don't even want to talk about. So, anyway, that's the big thing on my plate.
Hello, everyone. My name is Amy Millerman, and I'm the coordinator of volunteers at Voice Corps in Columbus, Ohio. So, one of the first things, obviously, I'm here is to get ideas for next year. So, I hope to see all of you in Columbus next year. Blonde hair down to my shoulders, glasses, blue jeans, and a navy polo shirt that has the Voice Corps logo today and tomorrow, honestly. I brought a lot of these shirts. I started at Voice Corps in the year 2010. The first conference I attended was in Fort Wayne, 2014, I believe. And then, so this is only my second time attending. So glad to be here, and again, looking for ideas. And one of the things, as was just mentioned, was about the shrinking of newspapers. So I really want to get some ideas about content and how do we keep our listeners informed locally? You know, what's going on in their neighborhoods when the local newspapers are shrinking or disappearing or only being posted online digitally? So a new way for volunteers to learn how to record and get that material to our listeners. So I look forward to hearing that. And again, ideas for next year. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Andrea Pasquale with Sun Sounds of Arizona, and I'm the secretary. Let's see, I am average height, about 5'4", brown hair down to my shoulders. Let's see, I'm wearing red and gold glasses, blue shirt, and a pair of gray pants and some sandals. I'm just looking forward to seeing everyone here after all this time. I miss you guys. And I look forward to meeting new people too. Just kind of picking everyone's brain to see what everyone's doing and you know, trying to troubleshoot a few different goofinesses that we all have than what we're doing. So that's it.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm a Spiegel board member from Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana specifically. I am 5'1", white, female, wear glasses, gray hair. I am approaching 80, but I feel like 50 most days. White shirt, white sweater, yellow shirt, black pants, and purple socks. I am here because I feel really, really isolated and alone most times. Coming off a year working at home with no contact with any volunteers face-to-face has been a challenge. And coming back, only about half have come back in person, which means that the other half are still reading from home, which is great. We did not miss a single day in the 2 years of COVID. But it is lonesome. I work in a station that is affiliated with the NPR station, only because we're in that building. But since I am a half-time person with no other staff, you know, it really gets, if I didn't have this to look forward to, and occasional Zoom meetings, and our state meeting, it's like being in the Ethernet somewhere. So coming here is rejuvenation, support, and just being with great people.
We're going to have a Zoom every week now.
I'm Amy Hatter, 5'4½", white lady. I have wavy blonde hair down to my shoulders with brown roots. I'm wearing a pink t-shirt dress with pockets, very important, and white ballet slippers. I am here pretty much for the same reason that like Andrea is here. I'm here to see our people who were here pre-COVID, meet the new people, just make reconnections, and see how everybody's doing, and if I can bring any new ideas home.
Hi, my name is Lisa Pieli. I'm with Low Vision Resource Center and Owl Radio in San Antonio, Texas. I am also of Italian descent, and I am well past middle age. I have dark curly hair, and it is styled a lot like Beethoven, hence puppy. It's very curly, and I've had the same hairdo since I was 3. So just picture, you know, the 60s or 70s, and that's pretty much what I look like. I have a hot pink shirt on with Owl Radio logo on it, and navy pants, and black sensible shoes because I'm a dork like that. I am here because I missed all of you so much. You don't really realize how important the connections that you make at these events are until you don't have them. And what I also learned from multiple attendances is that you will find and make all the connections that you need here, but you will gain so much insight from each other that you cannot get anywhere else, because we're the only people who understand what we do. So that's what I'm here for, is to experience the wealth of knowledge in this room and to share with one another.
I'm Laura Fowdy with Mind's Eye. I am a fair-skinned Caucasian woman, 40 years old, with very short blonde hair, and I'm wearing a black shirt with a cream-colored sweater over it. And this is my first conference. I started with Mind's Eye in January of 2021 and was working in the basement for quite a while before I got to join the staff in the office. And I do communications and development with Mind's Eye, so I do not have very much technical knowledge about our broadcast program, but I'm also very curious about that, so I'm interested to learn more, and also to talk to all of you about how you communicate what you do to the public and to your listeners and to your funders and to everyone.
welcome.
Thank you.
I'm George Johnson Coffee. I am white. I have reddish, whitish, blondish hair that's shoulder length. I'm going to be actually celebrating my 65th birthday in a couple of weeks.
Damn, you look good!
Thank you, thank you. What was that? Please repeat it. I'm wearing a light gauze shirt with pastel stripes of pink and purple and orange and blue. I'm wearing blue jeans and blue shoes and purple glasses. For me, one of the main things I want to get out of this conference is developing an app. We were really fortunate to get Alexa skill thanks to Lewis last year, and so the next thing I really want to do is an app. And I also really want to connect with everybody. I'm the manager of the audio reading service and we're a department of the Allen County Public Library. So what we do is unique and where I work is unique service. So. The camaraderie that we all have and is so wonderful, and I that connection and learning is really important.
Hi, my name is Megan Harms. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a white woman in my early 40s with long gray hair. Today I am wearing a purple and green dress with Cthulhu reading books. And I assure anyone in the room who is not sighted, there will not be a quiz about what every person is wearing today when this is over. I am the Arts and Culture Director at Mind's Eye. We service Southwestern Illinois and St. Louis, Missouri. And I focus on audio description and Arts and Culture Accessibility Cooperative. So I have very little to do, like Laura, with the broadcast side. So I'm looking forward to learning about that. And this is my first topic.
My name is Sharon Cornett. I'm with Radio I. Amy is my director, and I am the Eastern Kentucky Program Manager. I am an anomaly. I am from the heart of Appalachia, about 6 miles outside of Hazard, Kentucky, and yes, that really was related to the Loops of Hazard. I am 5'10", I weigh 178. I've been practicing veterinarian, a plus size model, college teacher, and I went to Vista because I was looking for flex time work. And I was lucky enough to work with Radio I and was then hired as a program manager. We just began a few years ago to move into Eastern Kentucky. As you all probably know, we have a high rate of some retinal disease due to diabetes and other factors. And the main thing I want you guys to know is Appalachia has layers. And, you know, we tend to be perceived as one culture. We have many cultures, but the one need that we have is education and a decrease in isolation for our aging population. So I am delighted to have the job, and I'm going to soak up everything I can learn about it. I've met some really wonderful people, and I appreciate your listening. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Angela Banks. I am an Asian American woman in my late 30s. I have long, very long dark hair, wear glasses, and I have a black dress with white stripes. I am the Chief Operating Officer at Mind's Eye. I won't tell you what Mind's Eye does. So Chief Operating Officer at Mind's Eye, I've been there for a very long time as a volunteer, about four years on staff. I'm here at conference because actually, whenever we were here last time in Phoenix, Mary Frances talked up Des Moines so much.
Yeah!
I have been excited for this conference. I've been excited to come to Des Moines for like 2 years.
Girl!
No joke. And then also to see everybody, but yes, Des Moines. So.
No, I'm right in that.
It has not let me down either. I'm very impressed. So. I'm easily impressed, but very impressed. But aside from Des Moines, all of our broadcasts are changing. We're changing how we're broadcasting to individuals with our Alexa skills, our websites, apps, and things like that. And I am the grant manager for Mind's Eye. I don't write all of our grants, but I definitely manage them and I report on them after the fact. And so, grant reporting, county listener numbers, county impact, county outcomes measures, and evaluation I don't like making up reports, but I will in a pinch if I need to. On the dot com, please don't say that. But really having some tangible numbers and not just like, here's a thing. This is how we count our listeners. And I know it's going to get more complicated for some of us, and it already is complicated for some of us. So that's kind of what I hope to just brainstorm with all of you how we do that. So.
Hello, I'm Tom Williams. I'm the broadcast director at Mind's Eye. I'm a white suburban house dad. I'm about 5'7" and a half, and currently I am wearing a pair of jeans, some Vans, and a Mind's Eye Gateway Archers meatball jersey that was given to me by my co-worker, Mike Curtis. So, and I also have short brown hair that's kind of slicked back. Traditionally, this conference has been a place for me to come and get ideas and recharge a bit, because being in the same room with a bunch of like-minded individuals is hard for people to do what we do, since it's such a niche thing, right? So getting into the same room with people and pitching ideas around and just leaving here with a fresh set of batteries is really what I'm really looking forward to. It's always been a great opportunity for me to grow a little bit every time I come to the conference, so I'm looking forward to that.
Hello there. Oh, excuse me. I am Yvonne Mastromano. I am with Virginia Voice in Richmond, Virginia. I am the CEO there. And I am 5'3", though I appear taller because I wear heels. It's not an accident. and I am wearing, and I have sort of golden, light brown skin. I am mixed race is how I identify, that's like AKA true American. some of you got that. And I am wearing blue pants, a blue sweater, and if you get close to me until I'm able to go up to the room, you're going to smell coffee because I just spilled my entire cup of coffee down my shirt.
Oh.
Isn't that just lovely? And I have on a sort of, I guess that's a greenish aqua blue sort of jacket. I'm wearing glasses that are pink, but they have sort of a tiger print or some sort of thing. And I have blondish, dark blonde, light brown hair. I am here because I am brand new to the entire industry and to Virginia Voice. Yesterday was the first day of my sixth month. I think someone else said something about 6 months, and so I am eager to learn from you and to make sure that I am doing my due diligence and we are doing our due diligence to continue to serve Central Virginia and Hampton Roads. And we are doing some things on the technology side, but what I have learned in my short time at Virginia Voice is that the human voice continues to be very, very important to our listeners. And I've had one of our listeners is very involved. She's sort of a quasi-volunteer. She helps us in so many ways. And I asked her to do a project the other day with a very short timeline. I think she's ready to not answer the phone next time I call. But she often talks about how the human voice, our volunteers, we have about 150 volunteers. Of course, they all went remote during COVID. Our staff, I was not there. They kept Virginia Voice going the entire time. We've never lost one day of broadcast, but our volunteers, many of them have come back now, but they are, of course, the foundation of all of our businesses, and many of them do come back in the studio now, but I'm really anxious to learn how we move forward while making sure that we continue to do what is important to our consumers and our listeners, and blending the two worlds. And we have, in the state of Virginia, we have a broadband issue. Many areas, not that far out really, do not have even access to broadband. So that's why it's really important that we marry those two. And I'm really so thankful to be here and appreciate each and every one of you. So thank you for the opportunity.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Penn Street, and I'm with the Audio Information Network of Colorado. I've been on staff for about a year, just a little bit over a year. I'm the Development Outreach Director. And first and foremost, I'm trying not to get clumped back here, but I want to thank each and every single one of you for what you do for people just like me. I was introduced to audiobooks at the age of 9 after I became extremely ill and lost my vision. And when those nurses introduced me to audiobooks, it really was something changed in my brain that I knew that I was going to be okay because I still had access to printed word. So thank you all for what you do. It's just beautiful, and I hope you all really know what you do for all of us. But I'm 5'9". I have on my husband's favorite shirt. It's button-up. dark slacks and ankle boots. I have long brown hair. And I too, wear glasses. I really don't think they give me any more vision. But they do protect my eyes from...
They look great.
Thank you. That's all that really matters, right? And also, it's really fun hearing what everybody's wearing and how they introduce themselves. Because I do picture you in my head. You may not look at me like that, but that's what you look like in my head. So, this is my first IAAIS conference, and I am here to really network in the development outreach field. Even though you would think that's a very social thing, a lot of times it does feel very isolating. It's a lot of pressure on our shoulders to make sure everybody gets their paychecks and all of our listeners get their needs met. So it's really, I've already met several amazing people. We had dinner last night and already got some incredible ideas. And also just to be here with my team here from Audio Information Network of Colorado. And I am a Lion. I did look up. The next USA Canada Forum will be in Reno, Nevada next September. And then it will be in, I'm not going to say it correctly, Louisville?
Louisville.
That, exactly. Thank you. The following September. And the international convention will be in Boston next July. So any questions about Lions? Yes. So Ken, thank you all for what you're doing, and I'm so excited for this.
I'm Rachel Rutberg. I'm from the Georgia Radio Reading Service in Atlanta. I'm the new executive director as of about 2 weeks.
Nice!
So I am here to soak up and learn everything that I can. My birthday was yesterday, so I guess now that I am 59,
girl,
I have to remember how old I am. Thank you. I'm white lady, average height, size, blonde hair, wearing a white jean jacket, navy blue pants today. So I am here to network, to meet people, I'm interested in learning how everybody's organization is structured. I'm here to learn more about the production end of thing. I was the volunteer director for the past 4 years. And I'm interested to know more about development as well, and measuring outcomes, very interested in that too. But mostly just to connect with people, learn everything I can, figure out what I'm doing, and so forth. So, thank you.
All right, I am Evan, and I work at the Audio Information Network of Colorado as the audio production technician. So, a lot of the fun, you know, technological nerdy stuff, broadcasts and podcasts, and of course, working to make sure our volunteers are submitting, you know, wonderful sounding audio. It's a lot of fun. And so this is my first IAAIS conference. I have been an employee, gosh, since October. Wow. Can't believe it's already been on one. But I've actually been a listener of Audio Information Network way back when we were the radio reading service of the Rockies. So I've known about radio reading services, but it's really fun to get to just meet new people that do the same thing, because it is a pretty niche field. But it's really fun and really rewarding. I just really want to echo what Penn Street said. You know, we all play a very important role, everybody in this room, in making sure that people have access to information that they need that's relevant to them.
So I'm really hoping to get to connect, especially on the technological side, you know, with fellow broadcast technicians or what have you, and maybe get some new ideas and figure out ways to get like younger audiences involved and just get some tips and tricks. Okay, what I look like. I am about 5'8", got kind of blondish hair that's called cutie sides, kind of short, have brown eyes. I've heard this has been described as an Abraham Lincoln beard. So that's, yeah. Wearing a pretty basic shirt. I'm totally blind. I'm assuming it's white. Looks white.
Gray.
Oh, it's gray. Okay. No pockets, sadly, but I am wearing cargo pants with pockets for sure, and just kind of dress shoes. And, yeah, that's about it for me.
I'm Ace Southworth. I'm from Content Depot. We're part of NPR and we provide programming. And I was checking Facebook, and 5 years ago we were on this date. We were in Jacksonville, and that was my first conference. And we were an exhibitor. And since then, I've become a public board member. I completely adore all of you, and I appreciate everything that you do. And, you know, anything that we can do to help is, you know, makes me feel much better. My license is in 5'6" and a half, I am 5'6" and a half. My license is in 5'7". I have blonde hair. I am fashionably challenged, so everything I wear is usually black and white. So today I have on a black sweater, a white shirt, black pants, and black shoes. And I'm just honored to be here.
I'm Kim Orlow. I'm the executive director of the Audio and Information Network in Colorado. And I am mid-50s, 56-year-old white woman with platinum blonde hair, blue eyes, just under 5'9". I have gray pants on and kind of gray green shoes, with a cream top that has teal embroidery with silver beads on it. This is my third conference. So the first one was actually one that was in Boulder, and then Phoenix was a conference right after I had become the director, and it was just so helpful to me to be able to talk to the folks that knew the challenges we were facing. So I was looking so forward, even though we had Zoom, and even though I knew I could call people and email people, and that was great, but just to see everyone in person again, and to find out what people were doing, there's always so many creative ideas, and just get all kinds of good tips. So I was really looking forward to coming to the event.
I'm Judith Linder, volunteering this weekend. Iris has been a big part of my life for many years, and I have, I have on a red, black, and green plaid shirt, and black shirt, black gloves, black shoes, and I'm 5'5". Caucasian. My favorite Aunt Helen, I was visiting her a few years back, and I said, I love the color of my hair. It's a combination of silver and taupe. And her response to me was, just looks great to me. So I have great hair. But it's been, it was just so much fun to read you all last night and see how happy you were to see each other.
What do you read? What do you do for Iris? What do you read?
Hold my clothes, Judith.
Oh, clothes. I read the Des Moines Register.
When did you start?
First week in 1989.
Woo! As a matter of fact, Judith will be the one to welcome you to our studios this afternoon. We have six of our original seven Iris volunteer reader, still with us. We just lost one in February. And I don't know why, but every Friday when she's not in Arizona snowboarding, or wherever, you go to California, Arizona.
Arizona.
Every Friday, 10:30, Judith comes to the door.
Sure.
So you know what? I didn't say you could have one, did I? And then our last one's trying to hide by moving chairs.
Good morning, everyone. Jim O'Brien, chair of the Iris Board. This is my last year on the Iris Board. It's wonderful to have everybody here to see so many faces again that I had the opportunity to see over a good 5-6 years in various parts of the country. And I think description-wise, let's see, 5'10"-ish. Everybody had described their hair in such a wonderful way. Mine is slowly departing hair, one might say. Getting grayer as I go on. My beard's getting a little bit grayer. And I'm of Eastern European descent, south side of Chicago, near Midway Airport, Polish neighborhood, grew up there. And what am I wearing? I'm wearing kind of a blue patterned shirt. We talked about pockets earlier. I don't have any pockets on the shirt. I'm wearing denim, and I'll be wearing a sport coat later just to look fancy.
Thank you.
And I forgot to say, I will be 82.
You'll be 82.
This summer, so. Sometimes I don't say. I don't know.
Catherine?
Okay. As I was listening, I thought, oh, I didn't say it. It's 5'5". Okay.
5'5". Judith is 5'5". And there's one other person. Penn, will you describe Beethoven?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I never heard Beethoven.
Just kidding.
So Beethoven is from the Guide Dog Foundation for the Blind, Smithtown, New York. My first two dogs were actually from Pilot Dogs, so a few of you might know who they are. But Beethoven, he's about 58 pounds. He used to be black, but I have heard he's turning a little, what was that, silver toe himself. And he looks like he lost his hair, but he didn't. He just got a summer cut, and the groomer went a little crazy. So, but he's beautiful. He's amazing. He's 8.5 years old. He definitely, I thought COVID broke him as well, because even though we would get out every day, there wasn't a lot of traffic, and definitely no public transportation for us. So he became quite a couch potato, like a lot of us did. But he really is amazing wherever he goes. He's, you know, I do a lot of outreach, and he really, you know, just walks into a room, and no matter how bad somebody feels or alone they feel, he really draws them out, which he wasn't trained for, but he's really, really super special, so, yeah.
Can we pet him?
Yeah, you can pet, if you come up and ask me.
Okay.
He feels like a velvet Elvis right now because of his haircut. Yeah, just like a week ago, he was like a Rastafarian dog, but now he's a naked velvet Elvis. So,
welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I know you guys are hungry because you haven't had any food yet today. And that happens in a couple minutes, but just real quickly, I'm going to go through some of our what keeps you up at night things, and it's okay that this is being recorded. Big concern, and Laura, this is a good one, ethical fundraising in the nonprofit sector. That's awesome. Diverting from donor-centric to community-centric fundraising that isn't steeped in white supremacy and includes the voices of communities of color and disability. How does an industry that is historically very white, and we are, address this? Radical change requires courage.
I need another keyword.
Yeah, you need a few of those words to write that. How do I bitch and complain, but in a nice way that doesn't make me seem like a crap? We can catch up with those. Okay, hi, Mary. In the next 5 years, what forms of service do we see dying or phasing out? What services are we growing? Is the person who wrote this, are they willing to
Okay, when you say what forms of service, you don't mean like individual services like Rochester that just bagged, but that's just my opinion because they gave up. Anyway, what?
No, I mean like we have telephone reader, we have Alexa, we have SRC, those things.
So in terms of what our listeners are wanting, how we're reaching them, I think variety is how we get to all of them, but which variety is the right variety?
That's an awesome topic.
Where should we spend our time?
Okay, good, thanks. We're going to get that. I mean, I seem dismissive now, right now, and I didn't mean to. I was just like, okay, we got to get to lunch, but we'll write that down.
That was one of the things Lewis had asked on Facebook, what else do you want me to talk about? And I said, tell us about up-and-coming technology.
Yeah.
Because other than the geeky three of you in the room, most of us don't pay attention to technology until we're forced to learn how to use our iPhone watch
thing. I don't know what's happening.
So, yes, I think that's a really good point.
Awesome.
What's coming and what is going to be popular? And I know you can't tell that, but an idea of what we should be looking out for, because I still miss my flip phone.
And then the last one that's written down, how can we partner with other organizations to increase our visibility? Who should they be? Audio description, podcasters, community radio. I think in the curriculum we've hit a lot of these topics, but the reason we're having this exercise is to make sure we're getting everything that you want out of these 3 days. Shannon Cofield, who will speak after lunch, she's the president of the Mercy One Foundation, but beyond that, she ran our United Way for a bajillion years. She was also with Drake University for a bajillion years. If you're talking how to find and make partnerships, which then lead to dollars and other stuff, she's one of the most well-connected people in this town. But Shannon's going to talk about exactly that. How do you identify partners? How do you partner with partners and grow relationships with them? So that's awesome. Is there anything else for the good of the cause that anyone's curious about that would like to talk about that you can think of? Like, I want to learn about apps. That's why I'm here, and also because I love you guys. Also because you're here, and it's like you came to my door, and I had to open it. Is there anything else on your mind right now? As the next couple days go through, we have big yellow paper, and we will keep writing on it. And if there's something you want to talk about, whatever it might be, holler. Kathy, you have a look on your face.
Fund development is an organizational issue for me because I'm part of the university.
Yeah.
So when we talk about fundraising, it's like everything has to go
right.
You know, to the station, to the fund development people, to the university, and it's very frustrating because, no, you can't do that because we're getting money from them, so you can't go ask for that. I would like to know some other ways of fund development that don't involve that organizational morass that I'm in.
Morass. Yes. You use the word. I love it. If anyone can use Melee in a sentence, they get an extra prize.
Okay, then the last thing for this session. If you are a standalone nonprofit, not under another organization, please raise your hand. Okay, Lori, we've got it. Standalone nonprofit. I'm just going to go by service. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
No, 8, 9.
Okay, we've got 9 standalones. Who is under an NPR? 1, 2, 3, or national, you know, public radio.
We're a hybrid. But yes.
You have to. You live and die by them. So we have 4 NPRs. Who's under a library? 1. And who's under a university or academic pursuit? Okay, you're both a university and an NPR. All 3.
Actually, I'm a space.
Your space name, what?
A space agency?
I'm part of a state educational.
Oh, and that's the other one. A state, are you part of your state? You're part of your state. So one state. Do you get 100% of your funding from the state?
Yes.
Well, I also have 2 states.
We have 2 that are state.
Kathy? The money comes from the state, but it's funneled through the university.
Right, okay. Well, okay, you know what? I didn't add me. I'm a standalone. But that said, we get like $12 to $14 a year from the state. So you could say I'm funded by the state, but we're not funded. You know what I mean? But the state doesn't run me.
You get how much?
No, I'm kidding. We get $2,000 a month from the state. So it's not a lot, but it pays for the gas in my car. All it used to. Okay.
Did we miss any
organizational affiliations?
Yeah, I was on another subject.
You have something else on?
Yeah, I just wanted to also talk about board governance and
boards
and engaging board members in a healthy, productive result rendering.
Beautiful.
Fashion.
She is new, isn't she?
Yeah. Okay, last comment, then it's time to feed you again. Speaking of boards, I'm a standalone nonprofit with a board of directors. I used to have 18 bosses. We had the same chair for 21 years. And it took us a long, long time to become healthy and to let people roll off, time out. We didn't have term limits. And so we had to create a mechanism to plaque them and whack them. It took a while. And a certain gentleman joined our board and then realized what a hellscape it was. And he said, for the first time ever, he said, I'll be chair. And standing chair, who'd been there forever, was like, oh. So he became our chair and got us out of what we were in and then has been rebuilding us. He's been coming to conference with me for years on his own dime. And I'll repeat that. On his own dime, this gentleman has come to Colorado, New Jersey, Arizona, and I forget. And he absolutely will not accept our thanks. And you might have heard he's going to be coming off our board this year, he says. But then he has to stay on as past president. He just doesn't know. But anyway, the same year my mom died is the same year she sent this guy to fix us. So I would just like to acknowledge my board member and friend, Jim Obradovich, and he'll probably never talk to me again. But this weekend, you're going to see a lot of my board members. Every FN1 is coming to some part of this conference. That wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. They would have been texting me about dumb stuff the whole weekend. Like, stop what you're doing and listen to me. Anyway, I am so proud to introduce you to my board this weekend. I have never been stronger, and Jimmo's the reason. So if you want to just randomly hug him when he's not looking, I'm sure he'd be very comfortable with that. So with that, he's over in the, for those of you with no or low vision, Jim has gone over into a corner and is pretending to take a call. Anyway, let's go have lunch. Thanks, you guys.